You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Damian Barling reminding you to check out the Sacramento Kings podcast right here on the Hoopball Podcast Network for all of your Sacramento Kings news and notes. You can follow me on Twitter at Damian Barling, and you can follow us at Hoopball Kings. Don't miss a single episode of the Sacramento Kings podcast right here on the Hoopball Podcast Network.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back. It is I, Lyle Swithenbank, back for another installment of the Pelican Scoop. Game one of the resumption, the bubble. Guys, how exciting was this? We have waited for months for this to come back. You know, we've had a whole heap of guests on the Pelican Scoop. I actually took this show over right as the hiatus hit. So for me, I was scrambling for ideas as to how to keep this relevant. We got a whole heap of guys come on, talk about the year that was, talk about Pistol Pete, which was last week's episode. How awesome was that? You know, we had the episode yesterday where we talked about the scrimmages. We were all leading up to game one. And we played the Jazz. Game one, how good was that? As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at HoopBallPels is the show. Guys, make sure you give that a like. We're building that up as well. We're going to have all the Pelicans news on there, and we're working really hard to make sure heaps more content comes out. I might, before we jump into it, we'll do all of the advertising sort of things. Manscaped.com, we've been talking about that the last few weeks. They're a big supporter of Hoopball at the moment. Make sure you head over to there, Manscaped with a D. They are a great company who make great products. We wouldn't advertise things that we're not interested in. The Lawnmower 3.0 is a great piece of technology that... you know, you'll shave all of your hairs that you've got. It's got a built-in LED light, which is always helpful when shaving in the dark or in some shadowy rooms. I know our bathroom, our light is terrible when you're trying to have a shave. So make sure you go and grab one of those. Use the code HOOPBALL20. HOOPBALL, when you put that in, HOOPBALL20. And... that'll give you 20% off, and it'll also give you free shipping. So why wouldn't you head over there and do that? Another thing that we have partnered with is mybookie.ag. They're back on board. We talked about them way back, and if you've been watching Saturday Night Live, we promoted them a little bit towards the end of last year. They're back on board. We've teamed up. If you bet and they win, then they pay. So if you make sure that you go and sign up with mybookie.ag for any of your punting, the sport back now. So if you're willing to put a few dollars on there or whatever currency you're betting in, make sure you head over there and use them. Use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up. That'll give you 100% deposit match, minimum $25, as well as a $10 free bet on MLB multi, futures, sorry. So make sure you go and have a look at that, and mybookie.ag and also manscaped.com. Phenomenal guys that are looking after us, and, you know, head over to hoop-bull.com as well. We have a whole heap going on. The whole website has been rebuilt. Go and have a look at that. Head at Instagram is hoopballofficial. Go and like that. We've got plenty of stuff going on there. At hoopballhoops on Facebook, you'll see a fair bit of me over there because I'm running that one. But there's just heaps. It's a great time to be involved with hoopball, and there's a whole heap of stuff going on. I mean, we've got team podcasts besides my own. You know, there's a whole heap of different teams. There's the fantasy stuff. There's the NBA news. Guys, it is a great time to be involved, and yeah, thanks for listening in. You know, this has been the first 5 minutes of the day, so thanks for persevering with me. I thought I'd do it now rather than get into it in the middle and skip through it all. So, guys, as always, as I've said at the start, Lyle Swithenbank, Pelican Scoop, welcome, game one. So, the first game was played yesterday, I guess it was, now that we've put this together. We tipped off the NBA, which is a big honour in itself. The guys came out, they kneeled for the Black Lives Matter stuff, which was both teams did, which I thought was a lovely touch and a very important thing. The NBA, I know, was very conscious of supporting that movement by restarting and making sure that that wasn't belittled or pushed to the side or leaving the news cycle, I guess. They wanted it in the forefront. All of the jerseys had the names that we talked about yesterday or in the last episode on the back of the jerseys, which was great. So really, really impressed with that, and they look fantastic. It was a Jazz home game. And so we come out in the Jazz in the white, and we were in the royal blue. So looked really sharp. We came out. The starters were Drew, Lonzo, B.I., Zion, and Derek Favors. So the ones that we start that we thought were going to start. The thing about Zion is we only got an update about 20 minutes before that he was actually going to play. So he was tentative up until near on tip-off. So no one knew what was going to happen. When he did come out, we were very excited to see that he was there. What we didn't realise is that he was going to have a minutes limit, which is, I suppose, the biggest storyline of the whole day. Besides that, it was a few numbers, which were 20. The 15 being Zion's minutes, which we'll talk about, and also 6.9, which was how many seconds we had left for the final play. Now, we might as well start with the first one being 15. So that was how many minutes Zion played. We weren't told coming in that he was going to be on a minutes limit. However, Alvin Gentry seemed pretty keen to keep him to those minutes. He was playing in three-minute bursts. He'd come out. He'd play for, 3 minutes pretty hard. He was efficient in those minutes. I think he was 8 of 13, had 13 points on the night. He was very, very good. The only issue was that he wasn't out there enough. So he finished with 13 points, 15 minutes. He only had one assist. He didn't have any rebounds. He shot 6 of 8, 75% from the field. And he hit his one free throw. So when he was out there, phenomenal. You know, there was a back roll that he had sealed off in the post, and that turned in an alley-oop. There was a couple of those where Drew, I think the first time, and Lonzo the second time, threw a couple of lobs, and he just got up there and got it. And that's the exciting thing that I suppose we need to be wary of, that this guy is an absolute beast, and we can't discount how much of an impact he'll have on the team. Now, a whole heap of people will come out and say, and I know Pelicans fans are going, well, why didn't he play his 15 minutes in the last 15 minutes? You know, hindsight's 20/20. If we have a look at the first half, we were out by up to 19 at different times. So you're pretty happy to play Zion 3 minutes, and then 3 minutes in the second quarter, you're all of a sudden you're up to six, or you may have even played a couple of more and burned through all of those in the first half. What you don't want to happen is that if he is underdone, that he comes out and does an injury because he's only played 3 minutes, he's got cold, and then you've made him sit for another half an hour before he came out again. So I can understand that if the medical staff came out and told Alvin Gentry, you've got 15 minutes with Zion, make sure you use him at an opportune time, and otherwise he's sitting, well, so be it. That's something that is something you're going to have to live with, unfortunately, and hopefully that gets dealt with in due course. You know, we've got the next game up against the Clippers. That's on Saturday morning, I think. Well, it'll be Saturday night, I guess, over in the US. And we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a big game as well. But anyway, I digress. We'll head back to the game. Zion is obviously a key part. I think what confused a lot of people afterwards, and it definitely confused me, were the comments that were made after the game. He talked about not being able to play at all. He's lucky that he played. When we think about it, he was gone for 12 days total. He was out of the bubble for 8 days and then came back and had the 4 days quarantine. He didn't have any positive COVID tests in that time. He was tested every day. He came back, had his 4 days. He had a couple of trainings, and then he played in a scrimmage, or he might not have actually, but he was back, had at least two trainings with the team, and then all of a sudden he's held out to 15 minutes. Now, this bloke has trained with the team for the majority of the bubble, except those 12 days. Is 12 days enough for a bloke to lose conditioning? Well, I'm not sure, and there hasn't been any clarity released by the Pelicans as to why he wasn't playing, and that's something that I think we need to investigate, or at least have some sort of clarity as to why he didn't play anymore, or why he was going to be held out. Is he injured? We don't know. So that's something that, no doubt, if there's no clarity, people will keep speculating about, and hopefully we find out in due course, because we want Zion to play. The whole reason that he is there and the Pelicans are there, and probably this whole bubble 22 team idea, is to get the Pelicans on national TV. You know, this was an ESPN broadcast. It was broadcast all over. It was a national game. Headliner. It opened the NBA for the resumption. And that was to see Zion. And if we only see him for 15 minutes, well, the fans aren't going to be happy with that. I mean, even the casual fan knows Zion now. You know, his name is huge. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, very interesting to see that. I mean, as I said, he was still efficient. He played his 15 minutes and 10 seconds. He had his 13. He had an assist. He had 6 of 8 shooting, 75%. And he had his one free throw, which he made. So, you know, he was all right. He had a couple of turnovers, but again, it was a night for that. Now, the second number I talked about was number 20. And that was the number of turnovers that the team had. The first half, we were all right. We started a bit slow and we didn't hit the first 5 shots. And then we started getting going. The end of the first quarter, we finished 26-23 with the Jazz up. But we were more than in it. We looked great. You know, and then we outscored them in the second quarter. And we were flying. You know, we got out to 19 points. And the Jazz looked in absolute disarray. We were getting whatever we wanted in the paint. We got whatever we wanted on the perimeter. And shots were falling. Brandon Ingram looked absolutely phenomenal. He was hitting. He hit threes. He went to the basket. He had a massive dunk. He was hitting the mid-range. He had one where he was stepped back and then fouled. And he got that as well. You know, the bloke was absolutely balling out. I mean, we outscored him 34-25 in the second quarter, which is a really good effort when you've got guys like Rudy Gobert guarding the paint. He's a great defender. So it wasn't that we were in any trouble at all. We were actually almost complacent, I think. We come out in the second half and the Jazz adapted. They knew what was going on. they started going through Rudy Gobert, and all of a sudden the paint for them just became an absolute feasting ground. We got killed in the paint. You know, Jackson Hayes in the first half looked awesome. He did in the second half as well. But again, he's not a well-developed defender. Derek Favors is our guy that we throw down there as our anchor, as our center. And he got absolutely killed. Rudy Gobert double-doubled. He had a great game. You know, I think he needed to reputationally after all of the COVID stuff. But again, he led them, and he led them on a charge. In the third quarter, they scored 31-27 against us. And it really was the beginning of the end, I guess. You know, our whole game plan sort of fell apart, and we settled. We settled so much for three-pointers. And that is so frustrating when, I mean, JJ Redick was great for us, but he scored most of his points in the paint in that first half. He was driving. He was hitting great shots. He looked like a bloke that wanted to make the playoffs and knew that these were the games that counted, not the three scrimmages that we convincingly won the other day. These were the games that mattered. And I think that was something that we really didn't take advantage of. That fourth quarter fade out, I mean, having a look at that, 27 they scored to our 17. Nothing was falling. We settled for three-pointers, three-point attempts. We settled for terrible dribble drives, that overusing the basketball, silly turnovers. You know, you have a look at the box score. We have a look at turnovers. Drew led the way with 6. He made up for it on the other end. I mean, he had a few steals himself. He had 3 steals. But again, it kills you when you don't take care of the basketball. So he had 6. You know, Lonzo had 3. He did nothing else. He shot 4. He had 4 points. He shot 2 of 13. And that kills you when he had taken so many strides, especially from the three-point line. I mean, he was 0 of 4 from the three-point line. He had 15% on the night. And he's just starting point guard. He's killing you. In the end, they just relaxed against him. You know, Drew, on the other hand, at least he was defending Donovan Mitchell, who did end up with a cheeky 20 points. But he was inefficient. 6 of 14. And Drew, for the most part, made it difficult for him. I think in the first half, he was 0 of 5. He did nothing. So he got off the handle in the second half, but I mean, so did the rest of the team. And this is a team without Bojan Bogdanović, who had absolutely torched us earlier on in the year. So I mean, as a Pelicans fan, watching this lead evaporate was absolutely soul-destroying. You know, the third number that I talked about was 6.9. That was how many seconds we had on the clock after Rudy Gobert went for a dunk attempt, Favors recovered, put a foul on the bloke, he missed the shot, hit his 2 free throws, and we had 6.9 seconds to run a play. Now, Alvin Gentry, as soon as Rudy Gobert started shooting his free throws, he started drawing up a play. And that's exactly what you meant to do. Now, was that play Brandon Ingram standing there running the clock down and taking, although an uncontested 3, still a 3-pointer? I'm not sure. I feel like JJ Redick was the hot hand and we should have gone to him. I feel like while BI was the man that night, he wasn't on in that second half. There was a whole heap of 3-point attempts that rimmed off. And I mean, this was not a bad shot. He took the shot. It was 3/4 away down and it rattled out. Sometimes that's what happens. It's a make or miss league. But unfortunately for us, it rattled out and it just makes it so much tougher. I mean, we talked yesterday, or the last episode, about the games that we're going to be playing, the schedule that we have, and the Jazz we knew was going to be difficult. We're lucky Memphis played today and they lost. Lost against Portland. But Portland's another team that's vying for us as well. So we're in competition with Portland, the Kings, the Spurs, the Suns, and Memphis. And Memphis is the one we're chasing. They're in the safe spot. If they don't keep losing, we're going to be in strife, especially if we don't start winning. So we need to make sure that we start winning and we keep winning for the remainder of this this resumption bubble. We need to really lock in. You know, BI overall had a good game. He had 23 points. He had 8 rebounds. He had a block. He was phenomenal. And I mean, I'm probably being too harsh on him. We lost because the ball rattled out. And that happens. That happens in basketball. But at the same time, it's frustrating when you're up by 19 and you blow a lead like that when all you had to do was keep doing the same thing. Yeah, the Jazz were letting us feast inside and letting us do whatever we wanted, and shots were falling. But surely there's an adjustment that could be made. We shouldn't have given up 19 points. They're not a team that should have chased us down like that. I mean, Donovan Mitchell was huge. Mike Conley for them as well. Rudy Gobert really led the charge with 14 and 12. You know, he had three blocks. And a lot of his length and his verticality, which I think was invented by Roy Hibbert in the modern era, throwback. But he really changed our shots in the paint. You know, that disappeared in the second half. And I think that really made it difficult for us. Otherwise, we got killed in the paint the other end. I think they had 50 points or so in the paint, which absolutely decimated us. It was half their score, which they just got from within 5 feet or even early, even closer in the paint. So who knows how it would have looked if we had have closed that off. And Derek needs to get his conditioning right if that's something that he's struggling with, because we got killed by him. Luckily, we don't play him again, so we're not going to need to be worried about him, or Rudy Gobert, that being, dominating again. He's a massive man, and I don't think there's many other centers like that that we're going to come up across in these eight, which, besides, I suppose, Jonas Valanciunas, who is at Memphis, that is someone that we're going to have to watch out for. He could probably do the same thing. I mean, he had some big games today as well, against solid centers being Yusuf Nurkic and Hassan Whiteside. So we need to be aware. We need to be ready for that. All in all, I mean, I was pretty happy for the most part. I mean, I've carried on a bit, and, you know, that's just being a passionate fan. But overall, I was pretty happy. You know, we had a great output from JJ, especially in the first half, 7 of 15 shooting, hit 3 of 8 three-pointers, which unfortunately, you know, you look, hindsight's 20/20. Have a look back at the guys and you go, oh, I wish they had hit more shots or I had done that. But, you know, JJ looked like a man possessed. He was going to the basket. Josh Hart was good off the bench. Jackson Hayes, he was okay. You know, he only had 2 shots. He hit one of them. 3 points and 7 rebounds. He was solid. He's athletic. And I think, honestly, we need to look to him a little bit more in terms of a few lobs or passes inside or something like that we can get him going, because he's helpful as well, and he exploits the lesser athletic backup big men, which I think we could really do with, and he did in the scrimmages. Ingram, Drew were good. You know, Drew's stuffed the stat line, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals and a block, 9 of 18 shooting, you know, 2 of 5 from 3, but that's all right, still good, 40%. The 6 turnovers were a killer, but again, what can you do, you know? We know where we went wrong. We shouldn't have let him get on a run. We should have locked down, but it's all should have, and we can't change that now. So I think we'll be okay. We'll rebound. The next game, like I said, is against the Clippers. We don't know what lineup they're going to come with. Are they going to give us the full PG and Kawhi Leonard experience? Well, that'll be interesting. They're still going to be without Lou Williams, so that's someone that we're going to have to watch out for in the playoffs. Should we get there, he'll be pretty handy. But at the moment, I think he's still on quarantine. I think he was on 10 days from the reports. And I think he's only would have served 8 or so by the time he plays us. He might be back the game after that. Otherwise, we're doing okay. It'll be all right. Pelicans fans, it'll be okay. We lost by 2 points. Had we have done a different play, well, we probably could have missed 2. You know, hindsight's 20/20. Brandon Ingram was the guy. If he hit that shot, hit the 3 and we won, he's a hero. The ball was 3/4 away down, but the basketball gods weren't with us. That's what you get. We get that sometimes. That's basketball. Sometimes it goes in, sometimes it doesn't. Make or miss league. I think that's enough of a rant. We'll get another one out after the Clippers game. And we'll have a chat about that. Guys, as always, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to put a pin in it. Hopefully, we get some more clarity of Zion. Follow me on Twitter if you want to find out anything. I'll try to get some news on him, and we'll put that up. As always, I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at HoopBallPels is the show. This is the Pelican Scoop. We're playing the Clippers on Saturday. We'll watch that. We'll see what happens. Stay safe, look after yourself, and we will see you next time. Bye for now. I'm out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.